Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Japan Top 10 Countdown. This is episode 410. This is your host Kirby.
And I'm Haru.
And we have some new songs for you this month, including one from a new band that formed only months ago. So sit back and enjoy the countdown.
Want to join our team? We currently have an opening for an audio editor and content distributor. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. Okay, let's start the top 10 countdown. At number 10, moving down 7 spots from the previous countdown, this is Moeyo, or Ignite, by Fujii Kaze.
Number 10.
Come
Fujikaze has been releasing music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old, which has totaled over 30 million views. The song says Fuji acknowledges the tough dates some might endure during their life, but one is never alone. So keep the chin up, shine the light, and ignite yourself to the sky.
The song was first announced on September 4th, 2021, alongside the announcement of Fujikaze Free Live 2021 at Nissan Stadium that was streamed live on YouTube.
So I noticed that in this lyrics, the title Moeyo actually has three meanings in Japanese. Then first one is ignite, the Moeyo. And then the second one is enough. It's like Moeyo. And actually Fujikaze has one of his famous song called Moewa. So it's like similar, but the meaning is enough. And the third meaning of Moeyo is Moeyo. It's like, it's all right. It's like, so just, Moeyo has like three meanings in this song.
So the Japanese really like to use like play on words to make it more sound cool, right?
Mm-hmm. And especially like, because he's from Okayama, he's from near Kansai, the west side of Japan. The people say different from Tokyo dialect. So we say like, iyo, but in Kansai area, people say eyo.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So always, Fujikaze always write the song with like, Okayama dialect. That's really unique.
I like the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the song since it's like the usual, party club music.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
At number 9, we have a new song from Macaroni Empitsu, Nan demo nai yo, or Nothing.
Number 9. Boku ni wa nani mo nai na, maichimau yo mo. Totte oki no serifu mo, tokubetsu na yoshi mo. Kimi ga kureta no wa ai ya shiawase janai tobikiri no futsu to soko ni niau egao da boku de yokatta kai konna boku de yokatta no kai nante kitari shinai yo datte kimi ga yokatta n da sonna boku no yokan nan da karada wa kankei nai hodo no kokoro no kankei kotoba ga jamma ni naru hodo no kokoro no kankei aitai toka ne soba ni dai toka ne mamori dai toka sunan janakute tada boku yori saki ni shinanai de hoshii sunan demo nakute aa yame tokia yokatta na nan demo nai yo nan demo nai yo. には何もないなってそんなこともないな君の本気で怒った顔ものんきに眠る顔もきっとこの先一番映していくこの前君の大きい笑い声をきっと誰よりもたくさん聞けるのは僕のこの耳体は関係ないほどの心の関係言葉が邪魔になるほどの心の関係守りたいとかそんなんじゃなくてただ僕より先に死なないでほしいそんなんでもなくてああよしときゃよかったかなんでもないよ会いたいとかね離さないから離れないでとかI'm sorry.
Macaroni and Pitsu is a four-member Japanese rock band formed in 2012. The song Nothing is a love ballad where you can feel happiness and satisfaction with love.
In terms of sound, the song features an arrangement that is simple and the number of sounds is suppressed as much as possible.
For this song, I was listening to it and it's kind of like a love song in a way, but the lyrics are like maybe just artistic or just casual, not that much. And the lyrics are just like simple and then maybe like casual, like talking to someone or just a friend that maybe he likes or something.
I also watched the music video and, you know, like some people discuss, like Japanese people discuss in the comment section, and that is like, you know, the main character played by Tokio Emoto, who is a famous Japanese actor, and like he actually passed away.
Oh,
I don't know. Like some people are talking about this, but maybe, you know, like in the music video, he's running and finding someone, maybe like his loved one, but maybe he passed away already or something. At number 8, we have another new song. This is Gifted by BE:FIRST.
Number 8. BMSG. BE:FIRST. Let's get started. We just gifted.
BE:FIRST is a seven-member Japanese dance and vocal group formed in 2021. they released a pre-debut song, Shining One, on August 16, 2021.
Released November 3rd, Gifted is the group's debut single. The title Gifted has the attitude that the members themselves are gifted, as well as the message that everyone born is gifted in some way. When I try to read the lyrics of this song, maybe it's just weird for me, but they're singing that they're gifted, but it's like they're saying that they're so awesome and that they're gifted. So I just find it weird, but maybe it's a one way to say that you are gifted too and we are gifted or something like that.
I also watched the music video and I feel like, you know, how do I say? I think BE:FIRST is considered as an idol, but like, you know, Johnny's Entertainment. They're not Johnny's Entertainment, but basically like boy idol groups, like, you know, Johnny's groups or I could say like EXILE groups or something. And I think he will be the next, you know, Japanese boy idol, because nowadays we don't have, you know, kind of like famous boy group compared to Korean boy groups. So I think they'll be popular as an idol, I think.
At number 7, we have another new song. It's Hokuto Shichisei, or Big Dipper, from Vicky Blanca.
Number 7. 僕の全てが君でできてた気づかないままずっと旅していたよ好きなんて言葉足りないほど愛してる君と話そうかと違う部分だけ分かり合えたなら二人手をつなぐまであとどれくらいもし君が孤独だとして僕が今光になるやずっとそばで守ることだけそんな未来がいいよ僕の全てが君でできてた冬空の下足跡
景色も君の一言が全てを忘れさせるんだ。うまくいかない日も溢れ出す涙も僕が笑顔に変えてあげる。
Vicky Blanca is a Japanese singer-songwriter from Aichi, Japan. He features a wide-toned voice and has been affected by artists including SMAP, the Japanese male idol group, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Billy Joel, and Mika, a Lebanese singer-songwriter.
The song serves as the opening theme for the NHK TV drama Gunjō Ryōiki. The story is about a young woman who is part of a popular band. After her boyfriend and the lead singer announces he's leaving the show, follows the main character as she pieces her life back together.
I like this song. I mean, the voice quality of Vicky Blanca is like comforting to hear. Mm-hmm. Also, the song is like a nice love song for me.
Mm-hmm.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp. hailey@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. At number 6, moving down 4 spots, this is Tabeta Ai, or The Love I Ate, by Aiko.
Number 6.
Oh,
Aiko Yanai, known as Aiko, is a Japanese pop singer and songwriter. She's most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira. In July 1998, Aiko debuted on the major label with her first single Ashita or Tomorrow, which was used as the theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
If you want to learn more about Aiko, Aiko Bon in 2005 was the first official book about Aiko. The book contains her autobiography in interview style, photos, feature articles from monthly magazine GB Music Net, and liner notes by herself. You know, this song is like, it's cute, but if you're going to read between the lines, maybe I think she's obsessed with her, with the person that she likes. But it's cute. I mean, like seeing a girl thinking about this person and then making a song, and then I mean it's cute, but sometimes it's creepy for me sometimes.
Yeah, I heard that Aiko always write the lyrics with her experience, so maybe she has experience like this song. And also I was surprised that she's 45 years old and she doesn't look like, you know, 45 years old. She looks so young, and also her voice, her voice hasn't changed since her debut.
Yeah, I really like her voice. It's like it's soft and it's nice to listen to.
Yeah.
At number 5, we have another new song. It's Cube from Gen Hoshino.
Number 5.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before becoming a solo artist, Hoshino has led the instrumental band Sake Rock, where he plays marimba and guitar. They released over 10 albums before disbanding in 2015. Hoshino also has an acting career and in 2021, he married fellow actress Yui Aragaki, his co-star in the television series The Full-Time Wife Escapist.
The song Cube is quite sad, as the lyrics describe a situation of someone trapped in a cube with no way to escape. And I searched about the song and I figured out that this song was used as the theme song for the Japanese fiction horror film Cube. And it's the remake and continuation of the 1997 Canadian film Cube.
When I was listening to the song, not only maybe it's related to the movie, right? You're saying?
Yeah,
you said
yeah.
Movie? Maybe it's related to the movie, but when I was listening to the song like on its own, I was thinking maybe it's like how an artist feels throughout his life being an artist, and how the artist wants to live his life and all these troubles that he can't escape, but he can go through them. So I was thinking like, oh, maybe it's about escaping through the realities of life, maybe, or something.
Oh, interesting. And when I watched the music video, I noticed that there is a famous Japanese actor, Masaki Suda. Masaki Suda is the main actor of this film, Cube, the Japanese version of a movie. In the middle, Masaki Suda appears, but just a few seconds.
Just a cameo.
And also, it's just a little information. But Masaki Suda, he recently got married with a famous Japanese actress, Nana Komatsu. And so Masaki Suda and Gen Hoshino both got married in this 2021. So
good for them.
Yeah, we are surprised. Yeah. At number four, the same spot from the previous episode, this is Kiro or Yellow by Back Number.
Number 4.
今はガラスの蓋を閉めて気持ちが私の胸をついて、いつか目の前の君に届くまで、あとどれくらいの時間をかけて、どんな道を通るだろう。 邪魔しないようにどうか綺麗なままで育ってねなんて多分無理だけどね交差点で君を見つけた時に願った瞬間で時間が止まる信号は青に変わり誰かの笑う声がしたまだ私は動けないでいるこれ以上心に君が触れてしまえば息ができなくなってしまう今はガラスの蓋を閉めて違う顔でもっと違った声をしていたらこんなに苦しい思いをせずに今日を過ごしていたのかな多分違う出会い方でも同じように君を好きになったよそういうものだからね私が私じゃなくなるくらい君の姿仕草を焼き付けているいつも視線をたどって言葉はどれも痛くて気づかれないようにあの子を恨んで少しくらいずる手に入るならそんな汚い私がこぼれ出せないように今はガラスの蓋を閉めて私の中で今も渦巻くこの気持ちを目で見える形に変えてしまったなら小さな体を交差点で君を見つけた時に願った瞬間で時間が止まる信号は青に変わり誰かの笑う声がしたまだ私は動けない
Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004 that consists of Iori Shimizu, who is the lead vocals and guitarist, Kazuya Kojima, who is the bass guitarist and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara as a drummer. The color yellow in Japan represents courage. In Japan during the War of Dynasty in 1357, each warrior wore a yellow chrysanthemum as a pledge of courage.The song uses a form of the phrase close your lid, meaning to keep something strongly under control. The singer describes a scenario about falling in love for a woman, but he must contain his emotions.
It takes courage to suppress strong emotions, such as love and anger. So the title Yellow is suiting for the overall theme of the song. There seems to be a very popular association to yellow light in a signal light because the song is about holding back, which would be like that period of time when the signal light turns yellow before red. So it's that split second where you're not sure what to do when you're in love.
Actually, I love this music video and because it's about girls' love. It's not common in Japan, but personally, I love, you know, this kind of music video. And I'm so happy that, you know, not many singers and artists create songs for LGBT. I think, you know, this song is about LGBT or like, you know, boys' love or girls' love. I think it's in my opinion, but personally, I'm happy that Back Number creates this song, Yellow. And yeah, I
was surprised actually when I watched the video. At first, I thought they were just like best friends. Mm-hmm. And then the ending was, oh, okay. But I think the song is like, yeah, yes, love has strong emotions. So you should suppress it sometimes because sometimes you get out of control. So yeah. At number three, we have Boy from King Gnu.
Number three.
Thank you.
The music video depicts the growing friendship between a young boy and a pink monster. When the monster is tormented by three girls in masks, the boy bands together with his friends to take on the girls who turn into a hydra, a serpent with multiple heads. The boy in the video is meant to represent the childhood persona of the lead singer, Satoru Iguchi, while the visuals signify the nostalgic shenanigans that kids get into.
The visuals of the video were done by Osurin, a creative art director that also just did King Gnu's music video for their song Hakujitsu. The song was used as the opening theme for the Fuji TV anime Osama Ranking.
I like the way the song is like encouraging you to push forward to your goal or like even further, mm-hmm. like, you know, like cheering you on. So I think it's a very encouraging song.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number 2, we have another new song. This is Daikoubutsu, or Favorite Food, by Spitz.
Number 2.
Kids was formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo. It consists of Masamune Kusano, who is the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist, Tetsuya Miwa, who is the lead guitarist, Akihiro Tamura, who is the bass guitarist, and Tatsuo Sakiyama, who is a drummer. The members have a long history with each other. All of the members went to art school. Kusano and Tamura went to Tokyo Zouke University. Miwa and Sakiyama went to Bunka Fashion College. Miwa and Tamura were classmates in junior high school.
The band's name was proposed by Kusano and means sharp and pointed in German. Kusano liked the SP sound, as in special or crispy. Also, their fan club is named after the Norwegian island Spitsbergen. Their connection with their audience is very important to them. Their policy is not to give a performance at a stage bigger than an ordinary concert hall. After becoming a famous band, Kusano said, "We are not thinking of giving a performance at Nippon Budokan."
So I was wondering about this and I searched it, and actually they performed at Nippon Budokan in 2014, 27 years after the band was formed. So actually they did.
Maybe it was like a high demand, because I think like playing in Budokan is a very important experience for an artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, I was listening to the song and I really like Spitz, one of my favorite bands also.
Mm-hmm,
since maybe,
mm-hmm.
You know, they have this like a 90s alternative music feel. But mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm right, but the Dai Kobutsu, the song, I think it's not only like food or thing. I think maybe it like talks about like a favorite person or something.
Mm-hmm,
so yeah. Whether if he's your favorite, whether he does something good or bad, he's still your favorite or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about Dai Kobutsu, because Dai Kobutsu is Dai Ko, like ski, Dai Kobutsu, like thing, right? But but when you say Dai Kobutsu, it refers to food?
Dai Kobutsu, just only for food.
Ah, so not like a thing.
So Kobutsu is for food, just for food. And Daikobutsu is a big or biggest, large, the big fan of Kobutsu. So like a Kobutsu, but we only say for food.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm also studying like Japanese.
Oh, nice.
So I thought like, I was thinking maybe there's a reason, but since it's usually used for food, so now I understand. Finally, at number one, we have another new song. It's Heart from Aimeon.
Number one.
Coin or hand. てよって少し胸が痛い。寝つけない夜に暴れ出すコード、私の中溢れ出す愛情って締め付けたい。ずっと笑っているのも起きてすぐ書く依頼も、ただあなたにあなたに認めてほしい。
A Myeon was influenced to become a singer-songwriter in part because of her grandmother, who herself aspired to be a singer, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. Not just a singer, she also wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4, 2015.
Heart is A Myeon's 12th single, released on November 24, 2021. The song is used as the theme song for the TBS drama 婚姻届に判を押しただけですが or only just married.
I like this song from A Myeon and many A Myeon songs because she has this nice voice and the lyrics are like very charming and it makes me feel like warm and fuzzy inside. So it's very nice to listen to and the lyrics of the song are also charming also.
And that's it for the countdown, but we have some extra songs for you. The first song is an indie spotlight.This is Night of the Ninjas by CJ.
Thank you.
Much like a ninja, little is known of CJ. Perhaps he secretly trained as shinobi and now has a music side hustle. Or perhaps CJ stands for Christian Jackson from Columbia, South Carolina, who, as well as having a passion for Japanese culture, being a producer and musician, also studied graphic design.
But alas, we may never know the truth, for the life of the ninja is a mysterious one. This song is like from like a nice background music for like a ninja game.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to listen with headphones, and I heard this sound like a different percussion sound, instruments sound from, you know, left to right, right to left. And that's it for the December 2021 countdown. And actually, this is the last countdown episode of 2021, but we do have more episodes coming up this month. And next week, Edward and Andy join together again to discuss the cultural context of alcohol in Japan. They will celebrate with a drink with you next week. So please stay tuned. I'm your host, Haru.
And I'm Kirby.
Thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned and have a wonderful winter holiday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sayonara.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.